In Minneapolis, aggressive immigration enforcement actions continue, as does resistance to them. Communities of faith have been leaders in that response, and as NPR religion correspondent Jason DeRose reports, they came together to work for change long before the killing of Renee Macklin Good last week.
Let's make a circle around the sign.
Pastor Martha Bardwell gathers members of Our Savior's Lutheran Church on the sidewalk outside their building in South Minneapolis. They're planting a sign in the snow that says ICE agents detained a man right there just last week.
Let us pray. Oh, holy and gracious God, creator of the universe, our hearts cry out to you today, broken over the pain and the violence and the terror in our streets.
Our Savior's member, Anissa Parks, has been making signs like this since Homeland Security detentions surged around the Twin Cities starting last month. DHS says it's arrested more than 1,500 people during the operation.
We wanted to figure out how we could make a public witness to where people were taken.
The signs, Parks says, hearken to a German idea called stumblestones, plaques set into the sidewalk at places where Jews and others were abducted. So tiny, often people don't notice them until they stumble on them.
Germany had tried to memorialize where people were taken in Nazi Germany. And so we just started experimenting what would be the best.
What they came up with were day-glow yellow and orange and green signs that blaze against the snow.
The signs just say, a person was taken by ICE here, and we felt like the here was important to notice that it is on residential streets, it's at bus stops, it's in clinics, it's here.
Other members here are volunteering to help immigrants avoid public transportation by driving them to and from work. Among them is Dave Comstock.
Jesus is pretty clear about what our job is. If we choose to follow him, we choose to take risks and we choose to stand against empire and we choose to stand on the side of the people who are oppressed, the people who are forgotten, the people who are hungry, the people who are in prison.
Even if it means, he says, risking his own safety.
It means I gotta show up. I gotta show up on the street. I gotta show up in church. I gotta show up with my friends. I gotta show up everywhere. Being the gospel, not just talking about it.
It is a sin for any person, especially a person of faith, to watch what is happening and to stay in silence.
Minister Janae Bates-Imari is one of the leaders of Isaiah, a multi-faith political and social justice organization in Minnesota that's worked for decades to bring together people of faith and help them translate their beliefs into concrete actions.
People of faith have a very specific moral call and moral witness and moral voice in these times. And I don't just mean in a time of a very violent public murder.
Bates says just as Isaiah led in the days after George Floyd's murder in 2020, her group is again mustering the faithful.
Where the scripture says that God comes before all things and in him all things hold together. God is holding us together even when it feels like everything is falling apart. We get to co-labor and co-conspire with God to bring about the beloved community.
We belong to them.
A singing vigil processes slowly from San Pablo Church through the streets near last week's killing in South Minneapolis. It's meant to bring comfort to a traumatized neighborhood. But Pastor Iraldo Sorto cautions against only describing his predominantly immigrant congregation as living in fear.
I don't want our congregations and our communities to only be reacting to crises, but to be very clear about who we are and why we exist where we exist.
Exist to do what God's people have always done. Preach the gospel, bear each other's burdens, and celebrate each other's joys.
You can see hundreds of people in our building right now. The fact that this is a bustling place on a Sunday afternoon reminds me of the ways that God shows up.
In all the ways, neighbors care for neighbors. Jason DeRose, NPR News, Minneapolis.
Thank you.